Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
They still don't have Clay, but they will eventually. They still don't have Wiseman, but they will eventually. I don't think it's crazy to think Golden State can be a factor in the West, if only because of this. Who are you sure they can't beat? I'm not saying they're better than everybody, but who are you sure they can't beat in a seven-game series if Steph is operating at a high level and Klay is back healthy, looking the way he used to look? I'm not sure. I don't know that I'd make them the favorite. I'm not sure there's anybody I don't think they could beat. Sometimes you get into basketball conversations like, yeah, but that team couldn't beat that team in seven games. I'm not sure there's anybody Golden State couldn't beat under a very specific set of circumstances, and so far so good on this season.
Story number four.
Tragedy on a movie set in New Mexico yesterday. Alec Baldwin was filming a Western and was using a prop gun, and when he pulled the trigger, it fired in a way to where it killed the cinematographer, a woman named Helena Hutchins, and injured the director, Joel Souza. And you've probably seen the video, the still pictures of Alec Baldwin outside of the police department because he had to go talk to the police.
Yeah.
He killed somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously accidentally.
Right.
But he killed somebody. When you kill somebody, you have to talk to the police. And he's just distraught, as you would be. I mean, imagine you're working with these people every day and you pull this trigger because it's what you're supposed to do. And now somebody's dead. You pulled the trigger. And you know it wasn't your fault. But you still pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
That'll mess with you.
No, someone's going to be in a lot of trouble for this one.
Because I read a lot about it. To be clear, we still don't know what went wrong.
We don't know if there was actually a bullet in the gun or if it was just,
Well, what I've learned is that, when you fire a blank, that's what you always hear. Oh, the gun had blanks.
Right.
Even when you fire a blank, there's something in there.
Yeah, stuff can come out and project, yes.
And what they explain is you better not be close to that. But sometimes stuff gets caught in the barrel. Sometimes there's a problem where a blank's not really a blank. Famously, in the 90s, Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son, died in a similar incident. And after that, there were all these protocols put into place. Do you know that every movie set, this is all stuff I just learned over the past, 15 hours or so. Every movie set has a person on set. Anytime a weapon of any kind is used, there is a person who has to be on set, and it is their job to make sure everything's the way it's supposed to be. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, they didn't have that job didn't exist. You had a person who handled that and a lot of other stuff. But in more recent years, you now have to have that person on set who is in charge of all of the firearms. And so, again, we don't know what went wrong. And based on the stuff that I've read today and the interviews I've seen, there is a number of things that could have gone wrong. Somebody could have been closer than they were supposed to be. The gun could have went off at a time it wasn't supposed to go off. Or more likely, there was something in the gun that fired in a way that could be deadly for someone or something. We'll get all those answers eventually. But the one thing we do know now, the consensus on this, is that somebody messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody failed at their job.
And I saw, there was also, there's reports coming out now that, people on the set felt like that before this happened that it wasn't necessarily the safest working environment. I'm sure there's like, because there's guns being fired, I'm sure there's like a lot of action and stuff in this movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll find out. But like watching people who work in this industry speak today on it in various interviews, the one common theme was there is no way this can happen unless somebody didn't do their job right. There's no way this can happen unless somebody failed at their job. And so that person is going to be identified at some point and then undeniably sued and possibly face criminal charges for negligence or whatever else. Because, again, that was the common theme today from people who work in the industry. These things are possible, sure, but they're only possible if somebody doesn't do their job the right way. If somebody was skipping steps or being careless. And in this case, that carelessness has cost a wife and a mother, a 42-year-old woman, her life. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
This is the people getting chewed up by shark season. All the years I've been on this earth, y'all keep getting chewed up by sharks.
Eddie Griffin is coming to the Fitz on Saturday, November 13th.
When the f*** y'all gonna learn?
Tickets start at $45 and are available at the Fitz and through Ticketmaster. Or spend the night at the Fitz with a deluxe room and two reserved tickets for just $239.
Why do y'all go out that far? That's where they at.
That is one funny man. Eddie Griffin, Saturday, March 21st at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Introducing thighs at the Wing Guru. They're crispy, saucy, and tossed with any of Wing Guru's 21 flavors. Try them today. Mount Moriah, Bartlett, Collierville, Millington, and coming soon to Silo Square in South Haven. If you love the Guru's wings, you'll love the Guru's thighs.
It's our 44th anniversary sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers with store-wide savings of up to 50% off. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers today, a great time to get that special engagement ring. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, free financing, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
So fall is officially here. There is so much going on around the Mid-South for the next few months. Folks going to be out and about on the go. And if you want fast speeds wherever you go this fall with 5G nationwide, then there is no better option than Xfinity Mobile. Not only are you going to get great value with Xfinity Mobile, but you're also going to get great coverage on the most reliable network nationwide. And this is really, really cool. Starting Friday, October 22nd, for 3 days only, you can get $300 off select phones, plus get an extra $100 back with qualifying trade-in only when you visit your local Xfinity store. Offer ends Sunday, October 24th. And at your local Xfinity store, the Switch Squad makes switching to Xfinity Mobile fast and easy. They're going to help you find the best data options while saving you up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Visit us in store today or go to XfinityStores.com to book an appointment at a time most convenient for you. Compares pricing of top carriers. Xfinity Internet required. Offer ends 10/24/21. Requires purchase of a new phone with qualifying trade-in. Other restrictions apply.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Staring into space, when I caught you noticing me noticing your face. Hey, what if I thought I knew you? Really, what's it to you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you? What's a poor boy with the exquisite taste to do? Yeah, so what if I was looking at you?
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. It's weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP. Fishman wanted me to ask you,
okay, sure.
what is the best story you've read about Brian Laundry to see, you know, what happened? What's the best analysis of the situation down there?
Well, the latest is that the autopsy has been conducted and finished, concluded, and they can identify no cause of death based on the skeletal remains that they recovered. So they're now sending the bones off to, forgive me, the word escapes me, but
an anthropologist. Did it say that? No?
Perhaps an anthropologist? Yeah, let's call it an anthropologist. They're sending the bones to an anthropologist to try to learn more, but it is at least possible that we will never know how he died, but I'm going with suicide.
You're going with suicide?
Yeah, because the latest story today, now the parents are talking, and or at least the attorney's talking, and the attorney said that on the day Brian left, he was very upset. Very upset, and they tried to stop him, and they could not stop him. There was nothing they could do. They said he was distraught, and they were worried, and it didn't sound like this is a guy who's about to go on the run as much as this is a guy they were scared he was going to go end his life. And I'm assuming that and they found him 10 minutes away from the house, by the way. He didn't even go deep into the preserve. He went, it's 10 minutes from his house. It's not even technically in this big preserve. It's like it's a much smaller park almost than where we thought he was like going deep into these woods to survive and hide. He was 10 minutes from his house.
Didn't they say, though, that if he had shot himself, they would have been able to tell that from skeletal remains?
Yeah, here's my prediction, based on nothing. I think he used a knife and he killed himself. Because you would carry a knife if you're going in the woods. You might not have a gun. But, you know, anybody has access to a knife. I bet he went into the woods 10 minutes from his house.
Kill yourself with a knife?
I mean, can't you just cut a wrist or something? I mean, I don't know how it works.
Split your wrist.
Be tough. I don't think I could do it.
I mean, I couldn't do it, but people do it.
People do it.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. That's my prediction. Because it seems like if he hung himself, there would be evidence of that.
How about pills?
Maybe pills. Maybe he went in there and took a bunch of pills and killed himself.
Go in there, take a bunch of pills, feed yourself to the alligators. Be done.
I'd be scared I'd wake up with an alligator.
While you're in the jaws of the alligator.
Yeah, I wouldn't risk that. I don't think I'd risk that. I think he got very upset. He knew it was over for him. He walked 10 minutes from his house, killed himself. And then, might have even, like, got into, because they said the body was, to whatever the remains were, they were covered up for weeks in water.
Water, right.
So he might have even gotten to water, killed himself, and then knew that he would not be identified for weeks. I mean, I might be putting too much thought into it, but I think it's pretty clear to me that he went into those woods and he killed himself.
And if you are Gabby's parents, are you glad he's dead?
No. I want the story.
You wanted to hear from him.
Yeah, I wanted to hear the story. I wanted to hopefully someday.
It feels like he got off easy in some ways, right?
Sure. Well, he obviously didn't. He's dead. But I can understand how you want him to pay for. Even they have even said, you know, they were asked in recent, before his remains were discovered, what do you want? And they said, we want him to be found, and we want him to be in prison for the rest of his life. They didn't actually say that. But we want him to be in prison for the rest of his life. And now they don't get that. And they also don't get the story, and they don't get any remorse. You know, sometimes killers are remorseful, you know, and sometimes families are forgiving. And so all of that's off the table now, unless he left some note or something.
No, it feels cowardly in some ways, right? It's totally just, I don't want to face any of this, right?
Well, yes, that's what it is. And it could also be, I mean, I think, a person who's trained in this department could maybe explain it better than I. But sometimes guilt can set in as well. You know, it's not just it's a cowardly way out, but I can't live with myself anymore. Now, I don't know that anything else about him that we know strikes me as that. But it could be a combination of things. But, like, we've talked so much about this, and it just sort of, I don't know, as I was thinking through it last night, it's an incredibly, not just tragic story, but sad. These are two people who at one time loved each other. Two young people with their entire lives in front of them, and they were, like, setting out to see the country in a van. Like, they were living what their dream was.
Yeah, but a lot of people would say it was a totally effed up, abusive relationship. Like, I don't want to romanticize it. A lot of people who've talked about these relationships and how if you're in an abusive relationship, which people have speculated that this was, let's not make it like, oh, these two young kids in love, as much as, you know, maybe he was terrorizing her. You know, maybe it was an abusive, effed up, toxic relationship. I don't know.
It clearly was. I will say this, and if I didn't emphasize it earlier, then I will now. At some point, these are two people who loved each other. At some point, these are two people who just met and liked each other, and they clicked, you know? And they decided, hey, let's go get a drink sometime. You know? Hey, let's move to Florida together. At some point, regardless of what the relationship became, at some point, it had to start out okay. And now they're both dead.
Well, that's true of every domestic abuse situation, right?
Yes.
At some point, they went out for a drink. And yeah. Met each other and thought it would be great.
Yeah, but I guess what sort of occurred to me, if we got into a habit of talking about this, like it's not real people. And it's like, those are real people.
No, it is real people. And I don't know how. I mean, I don't know how people who've lost kids, you know. I obviously, they go on, you know. They
sure.
find meaning in life, whatever you can. But it's, I don't know how you do it. And then literally to have your story become the national story, you know. This podcast that I was listening to, In the Dark, it's about this family whose little boy, he was 12 years old, and he was kidnapped and murdered in Minnesota, okay? And they go back, and now they're talking to the parents many years later. They didn't find out who killed them for, like, 26 years or something. But then they go back, and one of the mistakes that the police made was they went national right away with, you know, well, if you see any clues, whatever. And so then everyone is calling this family.
Sure.
Everyone is calling this family, and they have a phone. And half the people who are calling are psychics who say, you know, I saw your kid get murdered, and my, you know, like that. But you have to pick up the phone because it could be the person who actually knows where your kid goes, where your kid went, right? But anyway, one of the things that they did it in the end, they did it. Geraldo Rivera came up there and did an interview with him. And they felt like they had to do it. And yet, Geraldo, they played some of the interview on this podcast. And Geraldo was like, you know, and how do you block out the fact that your kid could have been brutally sexually assaulted,
Jesus,
you know,
Lord.
Like that to him? And it's just like, and once the broadcast was over, she said she just went into the house and, like, started throwing stuff. She was so angry at him, right? And she said she was going to write a letter just saying how much she felt betrayed and whatever. And her sister said, you catch more flies. You might need them. You catch more flies with honey. She said, so I wrote a thank you.
Hmm.
It's bad anyway. But imagine then your whole case is like entertainment for the country on top of it.
Sure.
Like you're Gabby's mother or Gabby's father, or in this case,
On one hand, I would imagine it's nice to see people caring about your daughter and knowing that she will always be remembered. People will never forget that face.
Right.
You'll be able to see a picture of Gabby Petito in 20 years and you'll be like, that's Gabby Petito. I remember that. So I guess that's, I don't know what it is. It's something. But then on the other hand, I imagine going on TikTok and watching people make videos about your dead daughter, your murdered daughter, probably isn't that much fun.
No, doesn't seem like it would be.
Might just need to stay off TikTok.
Doesn't seem like it would be.
Maybe just stay off TikTok. But that's what I think. Does that make sense to you? I think he got really upset. He knew it was over, and he went 10 minutes from his house and he killed himself some way.
Because we know he did not shoot himself, because they would have known, right?
What I read didn't explicitly say that, but there seems to be some suggestion that if he put a gun to his head,
they have skeletal remains, and a bullet does a hell of a job on the skeleton, right?
Plus, you would also find a gun. You know, they didn't find a gun.
Plus, you would presumably find the gun, right?
Right. I mean, the gun should be just laying there. He can't hide it.
Well, would you find the knife?
You should.
Well,
we
know they found the knife.
I don't know that they found a knife. They've only said they found a backpack and other articles. But yeah, I mean, for the same principle, if you would find a gun, you should be able to find a knife. However he killed himself, I think he went and killed himself that day.
Right. I think that's likely true.
Yeah. Also, the body is so decomposed that is among the reasons the autopsy couldn't confirm a cause of death. And that suggests that the body has been decomposing for a while. I would bet.
And the fact that he was so close,
yes,
means he wasn't like, oh, he was way inside and escaping, and then the alligators got him. He just went right in, you know, 10 minutes away and killed himself.
I think that's what happened. I think he killed himself within an hour of leaving that house. What a story, huh?
What a story.
You ready for the Peter Parrish era?
That's too bad.
That's my little cuzzo you talking about.
I'm sorry. It is the Parrish era.
That's my little cuzzo.
It's no, but like this is the story of, let's be honest. I mean, I can't judge on Peter Parrish. I hope he has a great game and leads them to victory. But in the spring game, when I saw them playing, of the four quarterbacks who were playing, he was four, right? He was number four. And what happens is that you get, you know, that someone wins the quarterback job, and then everybody else transfers. And that's what has happened here. And so you're left. And again, maybe he will emerge as the hero and a great story and all of that. But right now, it appears that he's the number four quarterback who's been elevated because of transfers and now injury. But we've seen this happen other places. You just don't have the backups that you would have had. I don't blame the players for transferring either. You don't play. It's not like offensive guard where you can be rotated in and wherever else. You're either playing or you're not. And so everyone goes to play somewhere else. But that's this would be a big win for Memphis, obviously. But it felt like this was going to be a huge opportunity for Memphis because you don't get to go down to UCF with an opportunity to win. They were favored. I don't know what's happened to the line now, but originally
they're not favored anymore.
I'm sure. Yeah, they were favored in this game. It felt like a real opportunity to go down and win one at the old bounce house. And now it would be. It would be a hell of a victory if they could, manage it. Now, you know, Cincinnati. They're a different team. They ran for 300 and some yards against UCF. Maybe Brandon Thomas will have a great game and whatever else. Like this is one where I think Ryan Silverfield's inherent conservatism and let's run the ball. If they can do it, maybe they can win that way. But it's certainly. I was thinking, you know what? I think Memphis is going to win this game, and I no longer think that.
They were 2-point favorites this morning. Now they're 2-point underdogs. So the line has swung into UCF's favor. And I will say it can't be encouraging that when Peter Parrish, my little cuzzo, had to come into the game last game after Seth Hennigan left, and they acted like it was nothing. Remember? Like, oh, it was just precautionary, and now here we are a week later, he can't play. They didn't let him throw the ball. You know, that can't be great.
No, in fairness, they were up at that point.
Right.
Like, they didn't have to throw the ball. But, no, he is not a throw-the-ball quarterback. I mean, I hate to say it.
Well, also, your running back's out tonight, Rodriguez Clark. So,
yeah,
he's going to have to throw it.
My running back is Brandon Thomas.
Let's be honest. Their best running back is Brandon Thomas.
Yeah, but Clark plays a ton. I mean,
Clark plays a ton.
They would have used him a lot tonight.
No, they absolutely could have used him. And they're still going to rotate running backs. That's what they do. And so, yes, you needed Clark and Brandon Thomas to rotate to be your rotating running backs because now they'll have, you know, now they'll rotate other guys in there who are not as good.
If Ja Morant can take 29 shots, Brandon Thomas can run the ball 40 times.
They will not do that. That's not how they do it. That's just not how they do it. They'll continue to rotate running backs. No, it's not. It does not look good for them. Now, I would right now, if I were betting this game, I would go ahead and take UCF and lay the points.
That is disrespectful to my little nephew.
I just let Calvin Austin run the Wildcat. Nobody can catch that dude.
Yeah, just let Calvin. Just give the ball.
Just let him run away from everybody.
Let Calvin Austin play quarterback. Have we ruled that out yet?
No, don't think we've ruled that out yet. He's best. You know what I like to say? He's best in space. He's best in space. You get him the ball in space. We'll see. We'll see. This whole idea, though, that UCF traded up, though, when Josh Heupel went to Tennessee and Gus Malzahn came to UCF does not seem to be bearing out particularly. Josh Heupel's doing a very good job. Tennessee's getting better, it appears, and UCF has not.
I'll cop to that. I said it.
What did you say?
Oh, yeah. No, I believed it. I'm still not sure it's not true.
No, it could be true.
I recognize it's not off to a great start. But
Auburn's also better. Also, Auburn, like every part of this does not point to Gus Malzahn being a freaking genius, right?
Yeah, Auburn's coach. He's gonna he might be fired by December 8th, though. They got
Auburn's
new
coach.
They got new mandates at Auburn, and Brian Harsin. What? Brian Harsin doesn't seem to believe in vaccines.
No.
Somebody mentioned Harsin and Bruce Pearl, don't quote me on this because I'm not 100% sure, and I'll let Bruce speak for himself. I think BP is vaccinated. Bruce Pearl is a conservative. You can probably tell that by his Twitter feed. But
does he tweet conservative things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's into it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, it's funny because there was a story in an Atlantic story about the Washington State coach who was Nick Rolovich, who was fired, right?
Right.
And in that, it said he is the only coach known to be unvaccinated. And I was thinking, I guess Brian Harsin hasn't said he's not vaccinated, but he certainly created the impression he's not vaccinated. Has he just not commented on it? Do we know he's not vaccinated, or he hasn't clarified.
Well, there was a time where he tested positive for COVID, which obviously doesn't mean you're unvaccinated. You could be vaccinated and still get COVID. But there was a time where he tested positive. And if I remember correctly, there was something in the protocols, just like we find out about NBA players. A vaccinated person is treated differently than an unvaccinated person. And because of the amount of time he had to spend away from his team, it suggested he must be unvaccinated. There was something in the way that was handled that suggested he was not vaccinated. And when he talked about it subsequently, he said things that suggested he wasn't vaccinated. Like, he didn't come out and say, certainly didn't come out and say, I'm vaccinated. So I had a very mild case and it was a breakthrough case, but I'm good. And thank God the way he talked suggested I'm not vaccinated. People who know his politics suggest that he's exactly the type of person who would not be vaccinated. And after he already got it, well, that's the unvaccinated's greatest excuse now for not getting vaccinated is, I already had it, so I have natural immunity. I would bet way more money on this than I would bet on Peter Parrish, my little cuzzo. I would bet that Brian Harsin.
That's an insult.
Brian Harsin is not vaccinated right now.
And what are the new protocols at Auburn?
It's just every employee, full time, part time, has to be vaccinated I think it's December 8th. And
would you consider? I have not evaluated this, and I really don't know. I mean, I once upon a time was a lawyer. If you get fired for not being vaccinated, are you fired for cause?
Yes.
That wasn't in the contract, though. It wasn't part of your deal that you had to be vaccinated. Like, it wasn't part of your – that's the argument I would make. Like, it's not –
Well, like,
nor in the
yeah, you would not be the first person trying to make this argument. To my understanding, they don't hold up. Like, they – once your employer says you must
– Yeah, and it's true. It's everywhere. This is – it's no different Nick Rolovich arguing it than it is someone at United Airlines, right?
That's right, right. Yeah, you can't win these cases. Everybody thinks they can. But you can't. Oh, did you see the Nick Rolovich lawsuit today?
No.
It's the funniest. So his lawsuit is rooted in the idea that he was discriminated against by his athletic director. And the reason for the discrimination is that he's Catholic. It implies that he didn't want to get the vaccine because he's Catholic and that his athletic director.
The Pope has said that's no excuse.
That's a problem, isn't it? You would think that's a problem.
Right to the Pope. Like, let's go right to the source.
Okay.
The Pope says get vaccinated.
Okay, believe it.
I don't know if you know this. Pope talks directly to God.
He's got a direct line to God. So
he's got a direct line.
Believe it or not, the funniest part isn't that the Pope has actually said get vaccinated. The funniest part is that the athletic director, who is allegedly discriminating against
Catholic,
the football coach because of his Catholic faith, is Catholic, actually went to 12 years of Catholic school. He is married to a Catholic, and his three children are all Catholic. So we got a Catholic.
Self-loathing athletic director. We got a self-loathing athletic director.
I don't think this guy thought it through. I don't think this guy thought it through. It seems like he didn't think it through too much.
It is funny. I said on my show that I hope he doesn't get a penny, and I got people immediately tweeting at me, you're douchebag. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
They call me a douchebag, and they said I'm an idiot, and they said I'm whatever, and they said I'm the guy. Leave him alone. He got fired already. Now let him take his contract and whatever. And I'm saying no. He made a choice to sacrifice his job, which is fine. If you are standing by your principles, And now, mind you, what are your principles? It's hard to know because you never enunciated them. But if you were standing by your principles and willing to walk away, well, then walk away for your principles. Go ahead and make that stand and sacrifice your millions. And I at least have some respect for you that you're willing. I mean, I think you're a moron, but I would like I'll be struck by the fact that you're willing to give up that many millions on behalf of your principles. Most of us wouldn't, based on our principles. So,
I don't have any principles that would make me give up $15 million. Zero.
No,
none.
I got no principles.
Zero.
So, but then give up the money. Like, go ahead, stand by your principles, you know?
No, like, you may or may not be an idiot. I'll let other people speak on that. But the guy who really looks like an idiot is the one who wouldn't get a vaccine that billions of people has already gotten at the cost of $15 million. That's the idiot. That's the idiot here.
India just celebrated their billionth vaccine. Their billionth vaccine. And there's not a lot. Let me ask you this. All the other head coaches besides these two, as far as we know, have been vaccinated, right?
No. I mean, in some places we just don't know.
Well, most have been vaccinated.
Oh, I think certainly most.
Which ones have dropped dead from the vaccination?
I mean, this is the
which one? No, I want to know which ones have dropped dead from the vaccination.
Well, this is the point I'd made months ago. Like, where are all these hospitals filled up with these people suffering with vaccine side effects? Like, every once in a while, I'll get somebody who will send me one story. Like, well, my wife's got a friend, too. I'm like, I don't care about your wife's friend. I don't even care about your wife. I don't care about you. Like, you're going to be able to find one story here or there that you think proves your point. The rest of us walking around super healthy,
vaccinated, right?
The rest of us walking around super healthy with no side effects, that's what proves the larger point. Your wife's friend or Nicki Minaj's cousin, that friend, that doesn't prove any point to anybody. It just means that you've got this one story somewhere. It doesn't prove anything. I don't know why people think it does, but I tell you,
the Nicki Minaj one had to do with testicles.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend had swollen testicles after the vaccine, something like that. Like, what? What are we even talking about? So, yeah, it's all stupid. I mean, at this point, any serious person understands how stupid all of this stuff is. But it doesn't mean that the stupidity's over. It just means that there's not really an argument to be
made. God, I hope they don't get a penny.
I hope they don't get a penny, too.
Like, I'd be good if Brian Harsin would get fired, too. That would be good. I'd like that. I am to the point where, like, I don't want people to die because of their stupid beliefs. Like, that's too far. I've never said. But if they get fired, I do kind of enjoy that.
Yeah, like when people say, like, you know, ooh, Allison Williams, I respect you. I'm like, I don't respect any, you know, I don't respect nonsensical decisions. I have no respect for Allison Williams quitting her job over a vaccine. It's dumb. Like, I mean, I think she liked her job. She got paid good money. I know what those jobs pay. Like what is there to respect about her making about her publicly disagreeing with scientists at the expense of her career? What is there to respect about that?
Nothing.
Nothing. I don't respect her. Or Nick Rolovich or anybody else who's sacrificing their job over this. Like, I don't have any respect for people who make dumb decisions. I roll my eyes at you. I don't understand it at all. So, like, I don't get, like, Allison Williams today announced, like, I'm going to work for the Daily Wire. And people are like, congratulations, I'm so proud of you. I really respect you. I'm like, respect her? She gave up her career for nonsensical reasons. What is to be respected about that? Like, giving up your career for sensible reasons? That's the stuff we can respect. Giving up your career for nonsensical reasons, I don't respect that at all. It seems unworthy of respect.
It seems unworthy of respect, yes. Right. Indeed, worthy of ridicule. I mean, it is. Like, if you did a stupid, you know.
This Nick Rolovich guy. Like, there's going to be a day where he wakes up and he's like, what did I do? I spent my whole life trying to become a Pac-12 coach. I became one. I was making $3 million a year, and then I gave it up over what? When he realized he can't get another job. He'll never make that kind of money again. This is where.
What do you think? What kind of job will he get? Who's going to hire Nick Rolovich?
Liberty.
I mean, Liberty. I was literally going to say that. Liberty. But they can't hire all of them. Like, Liberty can't hire. There's too many idiots for Liberty to hire them all, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. He'll never have a job.
You're exactly right. Liberty could hire him, but, like, what other institution of higher learning? An institution of higher learning. In the end, you've got to, like, the presidents make these decisions, and they are about learning. Like, that's what they are. They're educational institutions. And so I don't see how any self-respecting university president could hire him. Now, if he was just an awesome football coach, if it was the Nick Saban of football coaches, you might say, all right, he's a freaking lunatic and makes whatever, but we're going to hire him. He's not that either. Like,
no.
He's an adequate, appears, football coach, just not worth the effort and the disrepute that you would subject your university to. So maybe like a junior college would, or some, you know, some literal place that stakes itself on being on Liberty, like Liberty. But I can't think of another one.
He'll never make a third of what he was making at Washington State again. And this is why when people...
$1 million a year again?
No. And this is why when people lump him in with like a Kyrie's got $100 million and he's still making $17 million this season if he never plays a game. Kyrie is not going to wake up one day and go, how am I going to pay my mortgage? Why did I give up that job? Kyrie's fine. I mean, Kyrie's cuckoo, but he's got plenty of money and he's still making plenty of money. This Nick Rolovich guy just gave up a guaranteed $15 million contract. He'll never recoup that money. Like, his wife might have to go teach second grade again or something. Like, what, you wake up, like, I don't care how dumb you are, you wake up one day and you go, what in the world did I do? I hope.
God.
Jesus. All right, I'll give you one more chance to ride with my little cuzzo, Peter Parrish. You still sticking?
You just threw him under the bus yourself. You just said you'd be better odds that Brian Harsin isn't vaccinated than Peter Parrish is going to win tonight.
Yeah, but
good
story,
though. I'm going to write about it for the Daily Memphian, and I hope he wins.
I hope he wins.
Now, what do you want the headline to say? I'll put Parrish in the headline.
Gary Parrish like leads Parrish. Gary Parrish's nephew leads Memphis.
Gary Parrish's nephew.
Gary Parrish's nephew.
Parrish.
The Parrish era has arrived.
Parrish. Parrish era has arrived.
The Parrish era has arrived.
And you can print that out and put it on your wall.
Just like was the case, same as it was in the late 90s on the University of Memphis campus.
Right.
A Parrish is running things.
Not since
it's a little wordy.
Gary Parrish.
Not since
breaking news, the helmsman has a Memphis Parrish. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
No Parrish has had this much of a positive impact on the University of Memphis since Gary Parrish. I feel
since
like that
Gary.
That actually could fit into a column somewhere.
I'll see if I can work it in.
Yeah, do your best.
You gotta win.
Okay. All yeah. Right, okay, win. Do your best. Do your best. My little cousin. I'm excited to watch him hand off 50,000 times tonight.
I hope they let him throw it a few times.
Let him throw it a few times.
Throw it a few times. Come on.
Just a couple.
See what we got.
Just a couple, for crying out loud. Be back in a second.
Switching and saving with your local GEICO agent sure is easy. Even easier than binge-watching a bad TV series. You watch one just to make fun of it. But after you've watched one, you need one more. And another, and another. Then you stop and think, this might be a waste of time. Better watch one more just to be sure. So yeah, GEICO. Contact your local agent and see how easy savings can be.
Titans fans are the greatest fans in all of sports, and BetMGM is celebrating them with a special offer on their favorite team. Just sign up with BetMGM using code WRIGHT100, W-R-I-G-H-T, 100, and make any $1 wager on the Titans game. Once the bet is placed, you'll receive $100 in free bets. It's that simple, and the opportunity to score big this season don't stop there. You can try BetMGM's one-game parlay feature and combine bets within a single football game, including team and player props. Or you can check out BetMGM's fan-friendly promotions like special odds boosts, early cash-out offers, sweepstake giveaways, and more. Simply download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code WRIGHT100 to receive $100 when you make any $1 bet on the Titans game. Bonus code WRIGHT100. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hisaw. He just keeps stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Sandy's story, for instance. Sandy was ready to move out of her home in Memphis. She needed a real estate agent she could trust, so she decided to call the Josh Hisaw team of Keller Williams Realty. And with Josh's extensive pool of qualified buyers, he quickly found an interested buyer who wanted a cozy home just like Sandy's. It sold quickly for thousands over the asking price. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Hisaw He can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I call if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147 is the number. 901-461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHeisel.com.
Golfers, it's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the Callaway Apex Trade-In event running now through October 31st. Bring in any of your old clubs and receive a 50% trade-in bonus towards new Apex 21 irons. The Apex, Apex Pro, and Apex DCB are designed with artificial intelligence for faster ball speeds. Swing by and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Fall is here with football and tailgating in full swing. If you want to look the part, it's time to stop by James Davis in the Laurel Woods Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about and shopping at James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's currently loaded with those performance knit pullovers, including new tonal camo colors that are smooth, whether you're a hunter or not. Sports shirts with all of the fall colors to go with the five-pocket pants are in stock. There's a huge assortment of colors, and don't forget about those merino sweaters that are available in rich fall colors. They're forever sharp. And for those nights out on the town, the selection of sport coats at James Davis is unmatched in the area. After being in lockdown, you probably need a fresh coat or three. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis is the custom fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design, they take three measurements, and then in a matter of days, you'll have a custom fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never buy off the rack again. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You love Zoom for video meetings? Now, choose Zoom to power your phone communications too. Zoom Phone works seamlessly within the Zoom app as your business phone system. Zoom Phone's secure HD audio and enterprise-grade reliability keep you connected to your teams and your customers. And it's easy to use on mobile, desktop, or desk phone. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Zoom, how the world connects.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Nobody protects you from mayhem in Memphis like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What's up?
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. It's, I'm sure you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. I promise it's what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. That's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you can find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you like flavored vodkas, boy, do I got good news for you. New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, redberry, peach, pineapple, coconut. That's just part of the list. You want to see the whole list? Go to the website, newamsterdamspirits.com. Are you on a gluten-free diet? If so, New Amsterdam's the bottle for you. They make a gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label, so it's different than your normal blue label. It's got a brown label. If you don't see it in your favorite liquor store, ask them to get it for you. They can. They will. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, please ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. So the big news of the past hour and a half or so, Seth Hennigan out, Peter Parrish, my little cuzzo, in at quarterback tonight for the Tigers. And it's interesting because, as Jeff was pointing out in the preseason, you had a quarterback room that probably wasn't going to lead to Peter Parrish having to play if your starting quarterback was injured. But then, of course, Memphis' starting quarterback got injured. And so it's actually their backup quarterback who's been playing. You combine that with a transfer situation, and now you've got a spot where a guy who wouldn't normally be playing is suddenly thrust into a national television game on a Friday night in October. And this is a real issue throughout college football. You know, Penn State went through it recently. Because of the one-time transfer waiver, can't keep quarterbacks.
Nope.
Penn State lost two quarterbacks to the transfer portal, in this offseason. And one of them was a guy who had appeared in eight games last season. So what happens this season? They're playing Iowa. They're up double digits, undefeated, top 10. Quarterback gets hurt. They got to throw a guy in there who, under normal circumstances, would be like their four-string quarterback. Now they're trying to play with him. Lose the game. Cost them a shot at a national championship because it's hard to keep a quality backup quarterback with the one-time transfer waiver. And now Memphis has run into a spot tonight where that is going to be among the stories as well. Memphis UCF coming up from the bounce house down in Orlando. This morning, before the Seth Hennigan news broke, Memphis was a 2-point favorite. Now Memphis is a 2-point underdog. Week 7 is here, and there's a big matchup between Houston and Arizona. FanDuel Sportsbook is about to make it even bigger. That's because FanDuel has given new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. Me? I guess I'll go with Arizona because their quarterback gets to play and Houston's quarterback's being held out of game. So I'll roll with them. And don't forget, lots of different ways to bet on the game. You can take the over, take the under. You can do any number of things. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. Plus, when you win, you're going to get paid in as little as 24 hours. That's at FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. It's time to see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Just sign up with promo code Gary, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Promo code Gary, that's G-A-R-Y, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with dinner to go. I got a Dateline preview.
There's a Week 7 matchup between Houston and Arizona, and FanDuel Sportsbook's making it even bigger for you because FanDuel's giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can get in on the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. And this one's easy. You got to go Arizona. That's what makes FanDuel Sportsbook the best. They're always giving us great deals like this one. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why they're America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith this week. Before Houston takes on Arizona, you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code JSMITH so they know we sent you. It's exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it's Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road, and I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mehdi and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated, so the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients, and for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1330.
33. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mehdi with my family. You can do the same. That's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 901-309-1333. The Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Howie, what are we celebrating at Robert Irwin Jewelers?
It's our anniversary at Robert Irwin Jewelers. How many years do you think we've been around for, Danny?
I should know this.
44 years.
Wow, 44 years, a long time. You know you're doing something right, Howie.
Exactly. And we're celebrating this month with savings of up to 50% off.
I know you got something special for me.
Handcrafted half-carat diamond halo rings for only $1,999.
In any shape I want?
Any shape you want. Free financing, bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Fisher is different? How? Don't you just ride the wave?
Nope. We actively manage client portfolios based on our forward-looking views of the market. In times like these, we understand that clients want proactive communication and guidance.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We get to know our clients so we can tailor their portfolios to their specific goals and needs. We even offer resources on Social Security, Medicare, tax efficiency, and more. Our primary goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions, right?
No, we don't sell commissions. Products. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interest first.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. Our fees are transparent, structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
I got him on the line. Jeff Allen, the king of happy, happy at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah.
Hey, folks. Need a new ride that gets 41 MPG? 2021 Kia Forte, $249 a month. 2021 Kia Rio S Hatchback, 41 MPG, only $258 a month. Plus a 2022 turbocharged Kia Soul, ready for that road trip at $267 a month.
Plus, you'll always get Kia's 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program. Remember, Forte 249, Rio 258, Soul 267. And don't sell your trade till you check with us.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9%, $29.99 down payment, Forte, NE409215, MSRP 19335, Rio, ME427894, MSRP 19755, Soul, N780876, MSRP 20615, includes all rebates and incentives, PF6 95 must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 10/31/21. Dealer stock only.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant is actually serving world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston. She's a seven-time world champion. Seven-time world champion. That's more than Jordan. You realize that?
Yeah, that is. More than
Michael Jordan, for crying out loud. Put her on the NBA 75 team, you know? First woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So obviously the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. But they got a menu that even if you're not into barbecue, you're going to find something on it you like. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, meatloaf, smoked wings. I promise, even if you don't dig barbecue, you're going to find something on the menu that you are going to enjoy. And you can see that menu right now at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's MemphisBBQCO.com. It's located at 709 DeSoto Cove. You can dine in 7 days a week or pick up an order. From Memphis, it's easy. 55 South to Goodman Road. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. Go check the menu. Make an online order. MemphisBBQCO.com. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but let's focus on the news. Seth Hennigan out tonight after being injured in the previous game. Peter Parrish, my little cuzzo, is now going to be starting for my alma mater. Oh boy, you talk about being a proud uncle.
I'm happy for you, man.
Proud uncle, my little nephew, going to be starting for my alma mater.
I hope it goes well.
Memphis is now listed as a 1-point underdog. The total 63. What do you think, Big Ben Bennett?
I mean, GP, like, I love it. It's my alma mater as well.
It's my little nephew. My little nephew.
I love them.
It's an opportunity of a lifetime for my little nephew, Peter Parrish.
It's an amazing opportunity. UCF is not very good. I think I'm going to have to roll with the Knights.
Big Bad Bennett.
I know. What do you want me to do?
This is my little nephew. Show some.
He has not thrown a pass for the Tigers.
They've just been hiding him.
I really
they
hope
didn't
that's
want, they
true.
Didn't, they didn't want people to see what he was capable of.
I hope that that is the case. And I hope that he comes out slinging that thing and I am
proven
wrong.
What if they just let him throw it straight down the field first play?
Let's go.
Let's go.
But, I mean, I'm trying to be responsible here.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, then you want to just take the Tigers?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's take the freaking Tigers. It's Friday night. I don't care.
It's Friday night. I don't care either. Memphis plus two is the official play. Let's go, my little nephew. Peter Parrish.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Memphis UCF.
Yeah, that's it. We've
got it. Let's move on. Yeah.
What should I watch on TV?
Got a brand new Dateline NBC 2-hour special. Starts at 8 o'clock. I get
love
a preview.
Two-hour specials.
I love two-hour specials,
all right,
too.
I'm ready.
I got a preview. I'm going to preview it for you. I wrote this. And then I'm going to spoil it for you so you don't actually have to watch it. You can focus on my little nephew, Peter Parrish. You don't have to worry about Dateline.
You got a lot to talk because we had Moon Mom, or what we have, what was her name? Mother God.
Mother
last
God
week.
Last
Mother
week.
Mother God last week, yeah.
Mother God was wild.
Yeah.
She's wild, boy. All right, this one's a little more straightforward, I think. All right, I wrote a preview. Here we go. Egypt Covington was a 27-year-old woman living in Ann Arbor, Michigan, a college town 45 miles west of Detroit that serves as the home of the Wolverines. She was well known around these parts, in part because of her previous employment at a popular pub, and she was also an accomplished singer, one with a beautiful voice to match her beautiful face. Friends will tell you that Egypt, she loved music and the music scene. She was always going to concerts, festivals, and under normal circumstances, in June 2017, she would have attended the Electric Forest Festival, where My Morning Jacket was scheduled to perform. In previous years, she'd gone with her neighbor, with whom she shared a duplex, a neighbor who was a licensed marijuana caregiver. But Egypt had just started a new job back in June 2017, so she decided to skip the festival, just stay home on that Friday night to watch a movie and rest up. Around 7:15 that night, her body was found. Her arms were bound with Christmas lights. She was lifeless, with a single gunshot wound to the head. Egypt Covington had been murdered. A gorgeous voice silenced. But Egypt didn't have enemies or abusive relationships or any obvious possible killers. So investigators were mostly starting with no great leads, which is among the reasons it took 3 years before Egypt Covington's killers were arrested. And their motive, it appears, well, it had nothing to do with Egypt at all. That's tonight. On Dateline.
Two-hour special?
It's a two-hour special.
I think Keith reports.
Andrea Canning reports.
Oh, Andrea.
I like her.
I like Andrea. I like Andrea, too. This one's right up my alley, GP. I mean, we got a music. I love My Morning
Jacket.
Love
My Morning Jacket.
Yeah, yeah. College football involved a little bit. Ann Arbor. Marijuana. Like, yeah, there's a lot going on here. Okay, so you mentioned marijuana, and I think we got like maybe Egypt was a little too involved in the marijuana and might have been dealing the marijuana on the side, and maybe we have some drug stuff gone wrong, maybe a drug deal gone wrong, or I don't know.
You shouldn't speak that way about the deceased.
I'm just saying.
You're dragging her name through the mud.
I'm not trying to drag her name, but she didn't have any enemies, you said. I'm wondering if her enemy might have been her dealer.
Not quite.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened.
Let's hear it.
Let me spoil Dateline for you.
All right, I'm ready.
So there's this guy named Shane Evans.
Okay.
He does lawn care work at these duplexes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay?
So Shane, one day, he's with his brother and his cousin, and they want some weed.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any money, which is obviously a problem. You need money to get weed.
Yeah.
That's what Bennett tells me, at least.
Yep.
So Shane says to his brother and his cousin, listen, there's this duplex where I do some lawn care work, and there's a guy who lives there who is a licensed marijuana caregiver. He's always got weed in the house. And he's not going to be home Friday night because I know he's going to this music festival.
Mm-hmm.
So his brother and cousin are like, okay, word, let's go. And Shane's like, I ain't breaking into no house. I ain't involved in this, but I'll show you where the house is and you can do whatever you want to do. They're like, bet. So Shane drives to the house They're following him in another vehicle, and he points out the window. He's like, yo, that's the house
that's
right
the
there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the one right there. Then he just keeps driving. A little while later, the brother, cousin, another dude, they go to the duplex. A little while after that, one of them texts Shane, oops, wrong house.
They broke into her house.
These idiots went into the wrong duplex.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to go in the door on the right. They went into the door on the left. Egypt was inside watching a movie, just chilling.
They got scared.
Apparently panicked, tied her up, shot her in the head, and took off.
Good Lord.
Egypt was murdered for no other reason than that she lived next door to a dude who kept a lot of weed in his house.
Over some freaking weed. What's wrong with these dudes?
My God. So it appears investigators finally figured this out after they got a tip.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started looking at cell phone data. All three of these dudes' phones pinged them, placed them at the scene of the crime.
That's it.
And then, like moronic killers sometimes do, they made another dumb mistake. They stole Egypt's cell phone. So the cell phone data showed them at her place at the time of the murder and then showed her phone with them after the murder.
Well, that'll do it.
That's game, set, match. All three guys have been charged with murder. They are awaiting trial right now.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Jeff Calkins told you he's going to be writing about Memphis UCF for the Daily Memphian later tonight, so make sure to check that out.
What's on tap next week?
Well, I'm going to be stepping away from radio next week, only because I got vacation days, and if I don't use them, I'll lose them. And once college basketball starts, I ain't going to take a vacation. So I'll be taking off next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.